97.7 The Bolt. KHBT Humboldt. Your home for the Wildcats. It's time for the pregame show. Let's go live to sports director Matt Shear.
We are live from Clarion for the Class 3A Substate 3 first round. It is postseason baseball as the Humboldt Wildcats at 25-6 overall, taking on the Clear Lake Lions, also of the North Central Conference, and 16-8 and 10-4 in the NCC during the regular season. We got the pregame show coming up next on your home for Humboldt Baseball on 97.7 The Bolt.
Zinno Roofing and Exteriors is a premier roofing contractor that offers roofing products and services to address your roofing issues. Investing in the right roofing system can prevent costly roof repairs and save you money in the long run. They have an industry knowledge and experience to deliver superior results every time. Depend on Zinno Roofing and Exteriors for honest and timely roofing services at reasonable rates. After all, quality is expected, trust is earned. Call them today to get the best roof in town, 515-890-8993.
If you're looking for top-notch electrical work in North Central Iowa, look no further than Dietrich Electric. With decades of experience, Tom, Paul, and Chris will shine a light on your next construction project, including industrial, commercial, and residential electrical needs. From new construction and maintenance to updating breaker boxes and installing lighting, they're the professionals you can trust. They take great pride in their work and in supporting Humboldt Wildcats. Call Dietrich Electric today, 332-4583.
At Bank Iowa, we are invested in our community. Each year, we volunteer more than 10,000 service hours, giving back to the community that supports us. Because we're more than just your local bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners. Committed to our community, committed to you. Bank Iowa. Let's make it happen. BankIowa.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clarion. Matt Shear with you on 97.7 The Bolt as the plate meeting occurring at home plate. I'm going to run over these starting lineups for both squads coming into this Class 3A Substate 3 first round. Coming in, Humboldt again 25-6, Clear Lake at 16-8. The winner taking on the winner of Algona, Charles City. Algona was up big and looks like that they ended up winning that game by the score of 10-0. So the winner taking on Algona coming up on Monday. The other games had not been input into bound. The other side of the bracket is Boone against Hampton Dumont Cal. That was first pitch of 4 o'clock this afternoon from North Polk High School. Again, teams shifting sites all over the state, and then Harm Stadium over at Wartburg is where Waverly Shell Rock hosts Webster City. That one also got underway at 4. This one, the only one that was scheduled the same time, of course, though, moving 30 miles to the east here in Clarion. The Humboldt Wildcats, the designated home team here tonight, is the higher seed. Originally was scheduled to be hosted at Humboldt before conditions affected the field after a lot of rain moving through the area to the turf field here in Clarion. So the Clear Lake Lions, led by head coach Tyler Brown, now in his second season, will put out the starting lineup of C.J. Lester, who leads things off. He'll be at third base. Then it's Luke Furman, who'll be batting second. He'll be at shortstop. Keaton Jepson is batting third. He's in right field. Jackson Anderson gets the start on the mound for the Lions. He'll be in the cleanup spot in the lineup as well. Tanner Nelson is batting fifth. He's at first base. Then it's Hudson Kearney batting sixth. He's in center field. Nick Haugland is at second base, batting seventh. Batting eighth, it's Nick Strayer. He's in left field. And Ryder Stark rounds out the starting lineup for the Clear Lake Lions. He's behind the dish for this Clear Lake Lion team. On the other side, the Humboldt Wildcats, who had split the regular season series in that doubleheader back on May 27th against the Clear Lake Lions. Humboldt will go with the lineup of Mason Van Pelt at third base, and it's Valley Davis. He'll be on the mound making the start for Humboldt. And then it'll be Isaiah Busick batting third. He's the designated hitter out in the field. Busick is DHing for Kyler Sirks, who will be defensively at second base. Batting fourth, it's Griffin Grote. He'll be at first base. Then it's Keegan Grote. Keegan Grote will be batting fifth in the lineup. He's in left field. Batting sixth, it's Cohen Mattson. He's in right. Chase Hansen is in the seventh spot. He'll do the catching. Then it's Chase Flaherty up the middle in center field, batting eighth. And Avion Sutterfield is in the nine spot for Humboldt. He'll be at shortstop defensively here this evening. Pitching matchup coming in, Jackson Anderson against Valley Davis. Valley Davis for the Wildcats. He's making his sixth appearance, fourth start of the year, a perfect 3-0. 18 and a third innings pitched, has a 152 batting average against, has allowed seven runs, only five of them earned this year on 10 hits. 10 walks in those 18 and a third innings, 22 strikeouts, a sub-2 ERA at 1.91, and then a 1.09 walks and hits per innings pitched. On the other side, Jackson Anderson, the sophomore, is making his eighth appearance, eighth start, 5-0. 38 and two-thirds innings pitched. The Clear Lake Ace has a batting average against of 152, has allowed six runs in those 38 and two-thirds innings, only four of them earned on 21 hits, 20 walks with one hit batter, 53 strikeouts, a .72 ERA coming in, 1.06 walks and hits per innings pitched for Jackson Anderson. So Humboldt and Clear Lake meeting up for the third time, this time a date with Algona. On Monday night in Algona, on the line here between one of these two teams, looking to advance. Again, the Class 3A, Sub-State 3 first round. Humboldt and Clear Lake coming up next. Now your home for Humboldt baseball.
For more than 40 years, Erpeling Voigt & Company, LLP, has been providing tax preparation, business planning, financial reporting services, and personal financial planning. Hi, my name is Kevin Marceau. As a progressive accounting firm employing the latest technology, we have developed a reputation for professional excellence through the consistent, high-quality services we provide. We currently serve over 3,000 small to mid-sized clients and still maintain an emphasis on quality. Call us today for all your tax needs at 515-332-2701.
Since 1978, High Capacity has been a trusted service company providing heavy-duty tractor parts for farmers in the field. High Capacity provides clutches, water pumps, front-end parts, air conditioning parts, and cab interior products to implements and repair shops across the United States and Canada. Ask your local dealer for High Cap parts right here in Humboldt. High Capacity, a proud sponsor of Wildcat Sports. Go Cats!
Abens Marty Kern Agency and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why they support the success of our hardworking student athletes as they help build tomorrow. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Abens Marty Kern Agency, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 332-2953 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, S.I.
At Humboldt's Hometown Fairway Grocery Store, their employees strive to uphold their company values each and every day by providing fresh, high-quality meat and produce and treating their customers like family while taking pride in delighting them with personalized service, efficient shopping, and low competitive prices. Your Hometown Fairway Food Store is proud of all of our local Humboldt Wildcats and is proud to support this broadcast. So go Cats!
Hog's Flat in Algona and Humboldt stocks everything you need to get your swine and poultry barns ready for the summer months ahead. Savings on stir fans, ventilation fans, cooling systems, motors, fan belts, along with basic repair parts to keep up on summer maintenance. Hog's Flat also stocks a full line of pest, fly, and insect control products. Stop by a local store near you today. Hog's Flat, the country's largest manufacturer of poultry and hog production equipment.
At home or on the road, follow the Humboldt Wildcat baseball team here on 97.7 The Bolt. Let's head to the diamond for all the play-by-play with KHBT Sports Director Matt Shear.
Welcome back to Clarion as we get ready for Class 3A Sub-State 3 first round baseball. As the Humboldt Wildcats and Clear Lake Lions meeting up for the third time this year, we've got Sub-State baseball on the air as Valley Davis gets ready to make his sixth appearance of the year and fourth start. Boasts a record of 3-0, 18 and a third innings pitched, a 1.52 batting average against, has allowed seven runs, only five of them earned, 10 hits, 10 walks, one hit batter, 22 strikeouts, 1.91 ERA, and a 1.09 walks and hits per innings pitched. Defensively behind Valley Davis here in the first inning, it will be Keegan Grote in left, Chase Flaherty in center, Cohen Matson's in right, Mason Van Pelt at third, Avion Sutterfield is at shortstop. Then it's Kyler Sirks at second, Griffin Grote at first base, Chase Hansen does the catching. As C.J. Lester strolls up to the plate, And the right-handed hitting third baseman for Clear Lake. It's ready to take in the first pitch of the evening. Well, Davis works first base out of the rubber. Lester stands in, and Davis delivers the first pitch. It's a strike on the outer edge. Count is 0-1. Lester taking there. The 0-1. A swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2 on C.J. Lester. First pitch tonight at 6:59 Central Time in Clarion. Lester steps out. Steps back in as time's called. The 0-2. Swung-headed fouled back to the screen. Stays alive. Lester this year, 255 hitter in 47 at-bats. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Davis snaps off an off-speed pitch at the top of the zone to strike out Lester for the first out here in the top half of the first. That'll bring up Luke Furman, right-handed hitting shortstop for the Clear Lake Lions. Furman, Jr., hitting 365 this year. First pitch from Davis, a breaking ball. Beautiful over the outer edge. It's 0-1. Today's umpires, Ken Jorgensen is behind the plate. Jason Burning out in the field. The 0-1. Missed off the outside corner. Went with that pitch again. It's 1-1. 1-1 from Davis. Strike at the knees. Furman takes. It's 1-2. Davis back on the rubber. Kicks and deals the 1-2. It's sliced foul onto the softball field. Just adjacent to the baseball complex here. Count stays at 1-2. Well, Valley Davis is a guy who a year ago was just mainly JV innings. As he delivers the 1-2, misses low and away, 2-2 on Furman. Guy who had JV innings last year and finds himself as a starter in game one of the playoffs this year. The 2-2, breaking ball that didn't bend, runs the count, fall to 3-2. Davis's 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got the chase and a fastball elevated in the zone. Two up, two down, two strikeouts for Valley Davis brings up Keaton Jepson.
At the plate, number 8, Keaton Jepson.
Jepson with a .480 batting average. That's top five in Class 3A this year. Done that in 50 at-bats, three home runs, 20 RBIs. Swings and fouls the first pitch back to the screen. Count is 0-1. Jepson stands middle of the box, feet slightly apart, staggered as the 0-1 misses, low and away, it's 1-1. Davis is 1-1. He slips off the mound. More time might have been called there, disrupts him, and now he engages with a rubber, delivers a 1-1. It's on the outside corner for a strike, it's 1-2. Ball, two strikes, two outs, bases empty here in the first. The 1-2. Got him! Outside corner, Valley Davis. A 1-2-3 inning as he strikes out the side. We head to the bottom of the first in Clarion, scoreless on your home for Humboldt Baseball.
John's Ag Service of Humboldt offers a variety of services, including sales and delivery of driveway rock, black dirt, and sand. The hardworking team at John's Ag also does building cleanup, demolition, and site excavation. John's Ag Service has heavy-duty parts for trucks, trailers, and does tractor repair with a certified staff of service technicians for heavy equipment repair. Give them a call at 332-1883 or just stop by John's Ag Service, east on Highway 3 in Humboldt.
I'm Nick Earhart, sales manager at Kemna Dodge Jeep Ram in Algona, and I'm proudly from Humboldt, bringing my local expertise to every customer. At Kemna Dodge Jeep Ram, we understand you have plenty of options when it comes to purchasing or servicing your vehicle. That's why we're committed to offering an all-in-one solution. Whether you're looking for a Ram truck, a Pacifica for the family, or the sporty Jeep Wrangler, we have what fits your needs. We also have a great selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. Visit our showroom today for an experience you deserve at Kenna Dodge Jeep Ram in Algona.
Bottom of the first in Clarion. It's a scoreless game after Valley Davis struck out the side. And Jackson Anderson makes the start for the Clear Lake Lions. Anderson, the sophomore, is making his eighth start, eighth appearance of the year, 5-0, 38 and two-thirds innings pitched. A 152 batting average against, has only allowed six runs, four of them earned on 21 hits. Has surrendered 20 walks, one hit batter, 53 strikeouts, 0.72 ERA, a 1.06 walks and hits per innings pitched. Behind Anderson, it'll be Nick Strayer in left, Hudson Carney's in center, Keaton Jepson in right. C.J. Lester is at third, Luke Furman at shortstop, Nick Haugland is at second base, Tanner Nelson at first, and Ryder Stark behind the plate for the Lions. This inning, it will be Mason Van Pelt to lead off, then Valley Davis and Isaiah Busick. Van Pelt at third, Davis, of course, starting pitcher for Humboldt, and Isaiah Busick getting the start at DH tonight for Kyler Sirks down in the field at second base. So Mason Van Pelt gets ready to lead off the inning here against Jackson Anderson. Van Pelt this season, 380 hitter, has driven in 23 and 92 at-bats. As Anderson kicks and deals the first pitch, Van Pelt grounds it through the left side, just past the outstretched glove, and a shortstop, Luke Furman, into left field. And Mason Van Pelt reaches on a single to left to start things off here in the first inning. The Wildcats with the leadoff man aboard. That brings up Valley Davis. Davis, a 422 hitter coming in. Three home runs, 16 RBIs. Looked electric in the top half of the frame. So he struck out the 1-2-3 hitters in the Lions. First pitch, a swing and a miss. Davis chasing on that outer edge as he was looking to try to help out his own cause on the offensive side. Oh, Anderson out of the stretch, 0-1. This one is lined, hooking down the right field line, foul. Davis a little out in front. Trying to drive some pitches here early, and the count falls behind 0-2 with a runner at first base. And no outs here in the bottom of the first. Both Humboldt Clear Lake fans have come out in droves here at the ballpark. For good reason, second and third place teams in the NCC battling in the first round of the sub-states. The 0-2. Davis fouls it back to the screen. Count stays at 0-2. Davis up in the box, as he usually is. Feet spread apart. Pickoff attempt over to first base. Back in safely is Mason Van Pelt. Van Pelt this year is 24 of 25 on stolen base attempts. He leads the team in both categories this year. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Runner going. Throw down to second is not in time. Pops off the glove of Furman. And towards that second base side of second. Not too far to allow Van Pelt to try to advance again, but Davis is set down swinging. Four out number one. Runner in scoring position for Isaiah Busick. And they call Big Cat. Senior campaign, now his final postseason. He's headed to Central College in the fall to continue his collegiate career playing baseball. As he lines it back to the pitcher Anderson. Hesitation throw to second, and they double off Van Pelt. It's a line out to the pitcher, throw to second to get Van Pelt for out number three. A double play to end things. Were scoreless in the first. We head to the second on your home for Humboldt Baseball.
You deserve a trailer that you rely on and that you know will be with you in the long run. HTC Group Limited manufactures yacht club and sport club trailers to the marine industry. From recreational marine, power sports, steel utility, and aluminum utility trailers, HTC Group Limited can accommodate your needs. Check them out online at htcgrouplimited.com. HTC Group Limited is proud to sponsor Wildcat Sports.
Corn Belt Power reminds you that following general safety guidelines can help you prevent accidents on the farm. Be aware of increased height when loading and transporting larger, modern tractors with higher antennas. Never attempt to raise or move a power line to clear a path. If power lines near your property have sagged over time, call your utility to repair them. Don't use metal poles when breaking up bridged grain inside and around bins. Keep safety a priority on your farm. A message from your friends at Corn Belt Power, a Touchstone Energy cooperative.
Valley Davis is back out for inning number two of work as the Wildcats, Isaiah Busick, lined back to the pitcher Anderson, who was able to flip it to the bag at second and get Van Pelt doubled off of the bag to end the inning. So it's the 4-5-6 hitters as the first pitch from Davis misses to the outside and skips to the backstop. It's 1-0 on Clear Lake's pitcher Jackson Anderson in the four hole. Anderson on the offensive side is hitting .338 this year, has driven in 21. The 1-0 misses the zone. It runs the count to 2-0. 2-0 pitch from Davis. A strike belt high, runs the count to 2-1 as Anderson takes. Lights are on here at the ballpark. Dover's cast skies down the first base side. Some sunlight towards third base side. The 2-1 is grounded foul on that first baseline. Now runs to 2-2 as Anderson, just at the last second, a defensive swing there, fought it off. Two balls, two strikes after Davis fell behind 2-0. The pitch missed just off the outer edge, runs the count full to 3-2. Davis's payoff pitch. Chopping ground ball on the left side of the infield, fielded by Van Pelt over to first in time. Four up, four down to start the ball game for Valley Davis. What a way for Davis, the junior, to battle back after falling behind 2-0. Count was filled and then gets that chopping ground ball off the four hitter, brings up Tanner Nelson with one gone in the second. So Nelson, the junior, 306 clip this year. First pitch fastball misses upstairs. It's 1-0. The 1-0 lowers the fastball as it's across the letters for strike one on the inner half. Ball in a strike here on Nelson. The pitch, swing and a miss. Changeup had him out in front. Runs the count of 1-2. Well, last time we saw Davis, when he started and finished a complete game against Mason City. Oop, time is called at the plate as Davis was actually into his windup about to deliver the pitch. Didn't realize that the home plate umpire, Kent Jorgensen, called time. A 1-2 is grounded back up the middle for a one-out single, and the Clear Lake Lions have their first hit and first base runner of the game. It comes with one out in the second. So Nelson aboard will force Davis to pitch out of the stretch for the first time in this game. That'll bring up Hudson Carney, 283 hitter, has a home run, 11 RBIs as he stands in from the right side. Davis gives a look over to first base, holds at the belt. First pitch, he is in the dirt. Good job by Hanson to slide over to his right. To receive it, keeps it in front. 1-0 on Hudson Carney. The pitch. Lifted foul over the first base dugout. Count as 1-1. Davis gets the sign. Gives a look over to first base. Holds the pitch. A strike on the outer edge. Carney takes. It's 1-2. Had two strikes on every hitter here so far. The 1-2, all in the dirt, Runner going, the throw is there in time, but it's in and out of the glove of Sirks. And Nelson is able to take second base into scoring position. Count is 2-2 on Carney. Boy, Hanson, perfect throw, put it right in the breadbasket there, but just in and out of the glove of Sirks, who was covering the bag at second base. The 2-2. Misses outside, runs the count full to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one out, runner at second for the Lions. Scoreless game. The pitch, lined foul down that right side as it slices towards the corner. Count remains at 3-2 here on Kearney. Davis with a long look in. Checks the runner at second. The 3-2. Missed high for ball four, and Carney's aboard. So a single and a walk after the pitcher Anderson was retired on the ground out to third. Something brewing here for the Lions. And a scoreless game, top of the second. Davis will try to navigate through two base runners here and just one out in the inning. Nick Haugland to step in. The freshman hitting 278 this year. Pickoff attempt to second base. Back in, standing up ahead of the throw is Nelson. First pitch is high over the head of Hanson to the backstop. Both runners will advance 90 feet. Nelson to third, Carney to second. And it's a 1-0 count here on Haugland. Haugland has driven in 17 this year. OPS sitting at 824. Davis back to the windup. The 1-0, Haugland shows bunt. Right back to Davis. He fields over to first. And it's dropped at first base by Griffin Grote. Heading over to third is Hudson Carney as a run comes home on the error. A 1-0 lead for the Lions. Still one out of the inning, and head coach Jason Thurm, now in his 26th season leading the Wildcats, will come out and have a chat with Valley Davis and the entire infield for Humboldt after the bunt attempt results in the error over at first base. The drop ball would have had the out there to retire Haugland on a sacrifice bunt attempt. Lengthy chat here for head coach Jason Thurm. Batter is due up is Nick Strayer, the left fielder here for the Clear Lake Lions. Home plate umpire Kent Jorgensen makes his way out, disperses the crowd. A runner's on the corners for the Lions, a run already home. Strayer the batter. Strayer in his senior campaign, 209. He has driven in 11. He's walked 12 times to 19 strikeouts this year. But on base percentage, sitting almost in the mid-300s this season. First pitch from Davis. Lays down a bunt. Back to the pitcher. Davis shuffles it home. The tag not in time. He's able to slide around the tag at home. And Hudson Carney scores to make it 2-0 Clear Lake. Up to second base goes Haugland. And the fielder's choice being unsuccessful as Strayer reaches over at first base. That brings up Ryder Stark, the nine hitter. Runners on first and second, still just one out in the inning. First pitch from Davis is a swing and a miss by Stark. It's 0-1. So Clear Lake, a 2-0 lead. The pitch misses off the outside corner. It's 1-1. Pitch. Strike on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Davis with a couple of looks to second. The pitch. Breaking ball, strike three called on the outside corner. That's out number two, and a big one for Davis. Brings up the top of the order, but with two outs now with the runner at first and second here for the Lions. Batter will be C.J. Lester. He was dispatched on three pitches, went down swinging against Davis. First pitch from the right-hander. Breaking ball, drops in for a called strike, 0-1. Good bender there from the junior. Out to deliver pitch number 41 here of the night with two outs in the second. The 0-1 is lifted foul down the first base side. Count is 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs, runner on first and second for Clear Lake. Davis a strike away from limiting the production in the inning. Davis comes set. There's an elongated look to second base, and time is called by home plate umpire Ken Jorgensen after Lester asks for it. And he'll stand back in towards the back of the box, crowds the plate. Bounces the bat off the back shoulder. Davis comes set. The 0-2. Swung on and grounded to second. Fielded by Sirks. Over to first in time. Four out number three. Two runs come home for the Clear Lake Lions. We head to the bottom of the second. 2-0 lead for Clear Lake and your home for Humboldt Baseball.